Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding. Tuesday, June 16th, 2026. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6:17 and 18. Matthew 6:17 and 18 appears within Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, one of the most significant teaching sections in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus delivered this message early in his public ministry while ministering in the region of Galilee. Matthew records that large crowds gathered around him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. Matthew 4:25. Jesus then went up on a mountain, sat down as a teacher, and instructed his disciples while the crowds listened nearby. Matthew 5:1 and 2. The setting carried deep spiritual meaning. Mountains throughout Scripture often became places where God revealed truth, gave instruction, and called his people to obedience. The audience included committed disciples, as well as curious listeners who were learning about the kingdom of God. Many people in the crowd were familiar with the practices of Jewish religious life, including prayer, giving, and fasting. Religious leaders often emphasized outward acts of devotion. Jesus addressed these practices because he desired his followers to understand the true nature of righteousness before God. Matthew 6 focuses heavily on the condition of the heart. Jesus taught that spiritual disciplines should flow from sincere devotion to the Father. He addressed giving to the need, prayer, and fasting, because these practices were common expressions of worship among God's people. In each section, Jesus guided his listeners away from performing spiritual acts for public recognition. He directed their attention toward the Father who sees what is hidden. The location, audience, and theme work together to strengthen the meaning of Jesus' words about fasting. Christ spoke to people living within a religious culture where public appearance carried social importance. Some individuals used visible acts of sacrifice to gain admiration from others. Jesus instructed his disciples to approach fasting with humility, integrity, and quiet devotion. He wanted his followers to understand that God values inward sincerity above outward performance. Jesus' instructions also reveal the personal nature of the believer's relationship with God. The repeated phrase, "your Father," highlights intimacy, care, and fellowship. Fasting was intended to deepen dependence upon God and strengthen communion with Him. Christ taught His disciples to pursue the approval of the Father rather than the praise of people. The Sermon on the Mount continually calls believers to a righteousness shaped by transformed hearts. Matthew 6:17 and 18 reminds Christians that spiritual disciplines are opportunities to seek God faithfully and wholeheartedly. The Lord's aim was to form disciples whose worship reflected genuine love for God from the inside out. Take action. Open your Bible and read Matthew 6:1 through 18 to understand the broader context of Jesus' teaching on giving, prayer, and fasting. Then read Isaiah 58:1-12 and Joel 2:12 and 13 to see how God connects fasting with repentance, humility, and wholehearted devotion. Reflection questions. 1. Where did Jesus deliver the Sermon on the Mount, and why is that setting significant in Scripture? 2. What common spiritual practices did Jesus address in Matthew 6? 3. What did Jesus want his followers to understand about the purpose of fasting? memorization reminder. Continue memorizing Matthew 6, 17, and 18 by repeating the passage aloud several times today. Focus especially on the phrase, "Your Father who sees in secret."